NFT is almost just sort of like a receipt, actually. The picture and everything that's attached to it doesn't really matter. It's just like if I gave you that picture behind you, the bunny rabbit, and go, hey, here's the receipt for something you bought online. It just is the bunny rabbit happens to be the front cover of what the receipt is.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
What's going on, Steve Larson? Welcome back to the channel. Excited to have you guys here. I have on with me a special guest. He's a friend of mine and one of the most incredibly, brilliantly talented geniuses in the crypto and NFT space that I have ever met. And that says a lot. It's obviously a place that has exploded. And as you guys know, I've even talked about on this channel that it's been shown that crypto has an adoption rate tech-wise that is like 2x of what the internet itself was in the 90s. Which is ridiculous. So people want this. People need this. They see the issues. They see the, but I think one of the biggest barriers is obviously it's kind of a new language and you do have to learn it a little bit. Once you get it down, some of the rudimentary things like awesome, I get that. Now you can kind of play a little more, but I'll tell you that one of the people that I did listen to, I've gone through his stuff. I've gone through his YouTube channel. You should totally check it out as well, is Jeffrey Banks. And so he's been teaching me, training me, he even flew out and we spent the day together and he just taught me. And it was one of the coolest. I was already doing crypto stuff, but I had no idea on the NFT space. I just did not know. I did think for a while it was just pixelated animals and that's really not what this is. So I have invited on here as a special guest, Jeffrey Banik. Welcome to the channel.
What's up, brother? Thanks for having me on. Super pumped for today.
Thank you, honestly, for being on here because you really opened my eyes to this. I first bought my first Bitcoin in, I think it was 2017, and it was 2K still. I really wish I held on, regardless of whatever was happening, which I held on. But I didn't really ever dip my toe in, you know, DeFi or NFT, and you really opened my eyes to that space. How did you get into it yourself, just so people know?
Yeah, so originally, you know, I started out with funnels, so I had a little bit of success with all that. And yeah. I was doing some coaching. I was teaching my clients how to build out ecosystems so that they could have funnels like the ones I've created in the past. And one of my clients came to me and wanted help with an NFT launch. And like you at that time, a year ago, I knew nothing about NFTs. I mean, I'd heard about them a little bit, like rumblings, but yeah. I didn't really know what they were. So to be able to coach my client, I just deep dived in NFTs. And all of a sudden, the more I learned, the more I realized that this is going to be how everything's bought and sold online in the future. One of the real easiest ways to think of it, we can dive deeper into in a minute, but NFT is almost just sort of like a receipt, actually. The picture and everything that's attached to it doesn't really matter. It's just like if I gave you that picture behind you, the bunny rabbit, and go, hey, here's the receipt for something you bought online. It just is the bunny rabbit happens to be the front cover of what the receipt is. And that's really on the simplest things. Yeah. NFT is just tracking on a digital ledger that's called the blockchain, what's bought and sold, how much it's sold for, who it's sold for, all the stuff can finally be verified. So for instance, one of the things when people look at NFTs, they look at it as a form of art. Well, art it definitely is, but it's only a small percentage, maybe like 10 or 20% are really art. With that being said though, the cool thing about being at art is for the first time ever, you can guarantee that you're seeing is the original. Unlike when you go to like a museum and you see the Mona Lisa, you don't know if that's like a reproduction or the real thing or anything. And you hear all the time how art's duplicated and fabricated and there's copies out there. Well, NFTs makes it so that's impossible to happen. When you see it, it's the original. It was owned by this guy, is paid by the, like everything's tracked on the blockchain. So, and that's one of the real powers is it allows not only everything be tracked, but because these digital assets are tracked for one of the first times ever, it gives actual ownership to the person that owns that digital, whatever it is, as an NFT.
Wow.
So, yeah, so say like I bought, for instance, an easy thing is your course. You have an amazing course. Let's say that we make that in an NFT. Now, I buy your course, I get an NFT, which is my access pass to the course. That's really, okay, in this example, all the NFT is access pass to your course. the cool thing is, for the first time ever, I own that copy of the course because I own this NFT. Now, when I'm done learning from all your amazing content, and rather than it sitting in a library and gathering dust and becoming obsolete, I can now resell that NFT to someone else for potentially even a profit, ladies and gentlemen. This is called learn to earn. There's so many different, there's move to earn, which means created now where they're literally paying people to get off their butt and exercise. Right now, there's this really cool, sorry, I'm getting a little tangent here.
Yeah, you're cool. Yeah, so much.
There's this really cool one right now called Step In, where they actually have the NFTs are digital shoes that you buy. Huh. And like, say, when you put these on your phone, it tracks you GPS on how much you're working out. And depending on how much you were working out, you get tokens that you can actually, they're worth $1.50 each. People are making anywhere from $50 to $150 a day working out, dude.
What? I got to go check this out. That's so cool.
It's called Steppin'. It's on Solana right now. It's really big. But that's the thing. This is what the potential of NFTs are. Sure, art, it's a very small part, but it goes way beyond that and gives the power for people to have digital ownership of something. Think about games. You're a gamer. I'm a gamer. Yeah. How much have you spent in games buying skins and guns and all types of stuff? But if that game shut down or you decide to stop playing, you don't own that stuff. They do.
Yeah.
Change is going to be NFTs. Well, now that skin will be NFT, or that gun will be NFT. When you're done with it, you'll now be able to sell it to someone else. Mm. Or the even cooler thing is, say that you have a NFT that's a weapon of some sort. A lot of people have time to play the game, but not necessarily time to level it up. So now somebody could go in, play this game, level up this NFT, take it from a common to like an epic. Now go sell it to someone on the open market for $5,000 or $10,000 because they have the money, but not the time to be able to get that thing elevated to where it remains.
I think that's so huge. It's going to transform so much stuff. I didn't realize that was a stepping thing, but like, yeah, because the art piece is really, like I said, it's a very small percentage of what NFT actually is used for. In fact, you were the one that taught me, think of NFTs like a contract. Anywhere you use a contract in your life, basically the NFT is the receipt of that contract. And the contract is on a public thing called the blockchain. Like, think about how much fraud that actually, now there's fraud in everything, obviously everything. But when it comes down to actually seeing on a public ledger who bought what from who at what price at what time and what was the contract, like there are so many uses for that. And that's one of the reasons I've been so excited about it is the whole concept that, I mean, I'm stolen from a bunch. And, you know, through wallet access, being able to slow down thievery for a lot of infopreneurs, it's such a massive, massive piece. What other ways do you think that, like, I don't know, the NFT space could be used for business right now?
So let's, first of all, before we get into real business, let's talk a little bit about the music art aspect of it, because this is one of the coolest things, whether you're an artist as a musician or an artist that does drawings or whatever, for the first time, NFTs give the power back to the artist. So let's run through a scenario. You, Steve, are a country music singer, we're going to say.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of chief ads officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode.
You have 50,000 fans that are diehard fans. 50,000 is nothing. Like 50,000 is nothing. But let's decide we're going to launch an NFT. We're going to launch 1,000 of them at $1,000 because you want to make $1 million to be able to launch your next tour. Okay. Mm-hmm. Of these 50,000, we need only one in five, 10,000 of them to pay you $1,000. That is $10 million. So these people, what you do now is you sell them an NFT. They get now, you can set up however you want. That's the power of it. But let's say we decide, hey, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give anyone that buys an NFT, they're going to get a small percentage of whatever my record sales are for this, however this launch is. Hmm. So you get the $10 million to help launch because you sold 10,000 to 1,000. That's $10 million. You get the $10 million to help launch your career. And they get now, not only do they get this cool NFT, but it's a way to like promote you, to like sponsor you, to be part of your actual entity, to be part of your launch. And I get money back from the sales of your record, potentially, however it's designed. That's so imagine that as an artist, like you love your artist, you want to support him. You can now buy a part of their business practically.
Huh. It's like being a shareholder without skipping and all that red tape, you know, that you can skip it. So much
more. That's a cool thing. Think about this. Have you ever tried to buy a house?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So how much red tape and crap is there to buy a house?
Like, it's a journey.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. They just had recently in Florida, a first ever NFT was sold that was a house.
Wow.
So the owner of the house owns a company that owns this, or the owner of the NFT owns a company that owns the house, but they can now resell that house. And what people don't know, NFTs have a hard-baked royalty in them. So whoever the creator of the NFT is can set whatever percentage is, usually 5 to 10% of the sale of that NFT in perpetuity. Wow. So let's say that house is $1 million. They set it for 10%. Every time that house is sold forever, they're going to make $100,000. Let's get 10 of those. Now we've got generational wealth we're creating here. You can pass that down for generation and make money on it.
And I think that's one of the things that people, like I really want people to understand here is that this is not a fad. It's happening right now. This is almost as if like, okay, hearing about a credit card for the first time. And remember all these people thought it was evil and they thought this is just literally a new way to transfer money. But what's cool is it's more than that. It's the contract itself. It's like money and a contract in the same gesture. Whereas before those are two different instruments and now it's in the same instrument. It's amazing. And it's on a network that is, you know, largely away from the government. I don't know how far away it is, but you know, it puts it right back to the power of the people with a monetization that we all can agree among the people, hey, that's what this is worth versus another institution governing it.
Right. And plus that house in example, versus all the red tape before, of course, I would do an inspection and that type of stuff. I'm not, but think about this. When you're buying the NFT, it literally comes down to, does Steve have enough money? Yes, he does. Great. He just bought that house. It's that simple. Think about how fast things will be in the future when all you have to do is actually have the money to buy it versus everything else.
The contract's taken care of in the purchase because the NFT is with it.
Yeah, and it's all digitally right there, like unchangeable or what they call immutable on the blockchain. So whatever's there, it's written. You can't change it. So it's, like you said, it's unfraudable.
Yeah. And like, as far as like the adoption rate of it, the thing that I think has been stopping it is that we're all trying to figure out how to flip out payment processors to that stuff and flip out paying utilities, our bills. Like it's those things. I feel like once those institutions start taking it on, the rest is dominoes.
Yeah. I think that as far as crypto, one of the things that does slow its adoption a little bit is the fact that if I had to buy a hamburger and I had a $10 in the bank of dollars and I had $10 in the bank of crypto, which you're going to use, something that could potentially go up in value, or are you going to use your dollars that only go down in value?
That's a good point.
So that's the one problem I see right now, until the government views it as a currency, because right now crypto is viewed as an investment. It's not viewed as a currency. That's why it's taxed the way it is.
Yeah.
So until that happens and adoption where it comes into governments where they're seeing it as a currency and it's stable enough. That's another thing. Imagine this as a business owner. If I took $10,000 in crypto and it goes down 60% in a week, I just lost $5,000 on, I can't run a business that way.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things that's going to happen when it has to be crypto. There has to be more stability and has to be the ability for governments to see as a currency and not an investment.
And plus just fiat's just so much more liquid right now, just due to the infrastructure that is.
And that's the biggest problem for people shifting in NFTs right now, is there is so much friction. You have to understand crypto. You have to understand what a wallet is. You have to know what an NFT is. You know, I mean, there's so much right now. Once people figure that out, just like you said, it'll be like credit cards online back in the 90s when, I won't put my credit card in, they're going to take everything from me. It's just with a lack of understanding. Once people understand the technology, it will, mass adoption will happen fast.
Yeah. And I really don't think it's going to be like we're going to be straight crypto in the day either. I think it'll be both. I think it'll be government fiat, and it'll still be that, like, and there'll be room and play for both. And we're just going to get versed like that now. It'd be like going to private healthcare versus, you know, state. Well, hey, appreciate this like crazy. What do you have to right now? What are the projects on your mind that you're most excited about?
Well, there's this one called Capitalist Pig that's coming out in like about,
that was a month
from now. I'm really excited about that one. But as far as some other things, right now, Solana network is really heating up. They've had the OK Bears and Tripping Apes, which have just been released, that have had astronomical movement. I mean, these things went from like, I think they were like $300-$400 that they're already up to like $4,000 to $5,000 right now. I mean, it's crazy. So really, I'm watching the products or NFTs that have a good community behind them as well as a good vision. You really, that's one of the biggest problems with people when they launch NFTs, they don't have a plan for it. They get up to launch and they're like, "Woo, we launched it, we're done." That's just when all the work really starts. So that's one of the things people need to realize.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for being on here, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
NFT, crypto, DeFi, it's obviously all here to stay, and the tech adoption rate for this whole thing has been faster than the actual internet's adoption rate in the mid-90s, which is crazy. And there's actually a lot of billionaires that have moved a lot of their funds to crypto because it's like a stable asset for them now. It's mind-blowing. So how do entrepreneurs use this? Number one, don't abandon your business, okay? We've been using NFTs as community builders and product builders, and we want to show you guys how to do it. If you want to learn how NFTs fit naturally into your internet business, just write in. Go to buyyourfirstnft.com. That is literally the domain. And it's a free 5-day challenge. We're not talking about pixelated weird animals wearing rainbow crowns, which I think is really weird. And that's just how NFTs have been used, but that's not how we use them. There's an insane biz op right inside your own list and customer base, and we'll show you guys how to bolt that right into your business for free at buyyourfirstnft.com. Again, it's a step-by-step guide on how to set everything up and simplify all the tech stuff if you've never done this before. And those of you who have, we'll show you guys some pretty powerful how to bolt NFT to anything magic. So go over to buyyourfirstnft.com and take the free 5-day challenge now.